Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Beautiful morning, the 29th of July, of June, trying to push things forward a little bit as we get into July. And, of course, want to remind you the July 4th weekend coming up. Thursday, July 4th, a lot of things going on in the 3rd, a lot of things going on in the 4th, and then, of course, the long, long weekend. So if you're planning on doing some traveling, it's a great time to do so. Gas prices are low. This is a good time to do it. And, of course, be very careful. A lot of people out there are going to be joining you out there on the holiday weekend on the road. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on You Ought to Know. And this is going to be a different type of show. In fact, it's the first time in 15 years that I'm not going to be able to take calls from you guys. And that does upset me, but unfortunately it's the only way that we work it out. I'm not in my studio. I'm out of the studio, but we have the equipment that I can transmit, but unfortunately cannot hear the station. So, in this situation, I am very privileged and very honored to have Frank Mitchell from WFMD. He's in the studio, and he's going to be talking to our friends Mike Lambert, Craig Shipp, and hopefully Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive. He's going to be talking to them and interviewing them. I want to remind you that the show is brought to you by BG Products and Services, quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com, or call toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions, quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but did you also know that it's covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell or, of course, get rid of your vehicle, you're going to sell it to somebody else, they're going to transfer that warranty, what's left of that warranty, to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. More information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. I want to remind you, of course, that the show is heard every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop will be coming up in just a moment. And I also want to let you know of a couple other things that are going on in the automotive business. First of all, recalls. Honda is recalling some vehicles, and this is the last recall they will have of their Takata airbags. These are vehicles that they probably already replaced some Takata airbags in, but only had the choice of replacing them with other Takata airbags, and they're going back maybe for the second time. The article on my website, DaveSerio.com, DaveSerio, go to the newsroom. This article not only tells you about the 1.6 million vehicles that have now been added to this recall, but they also tell you the whole list of vehicles that Honda and Acura have recalled. Let's go to Frank Mitchell and WFMD with Mike Lambert and the Shine Shop.
Thank you very much, Dave. We are live on Saturday, June 29th. And checking in, as always, on a Saturday morning is Mike Lambert over at the Shine Shop. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good to talk to you. I know you check. I know you check in with Dave weekly on tips, and you got one for us this week.
I sure do, and we have a couple shows. So tell me when to stop, and we'll do that.
You keep going.
Okay. So we're gonna, since we have such hot weather, and we'll probably have a lot more this summer. I thought maybe we'd talk about some hot weather tips for taking care of your car. You might have to change up your program a little bit. The first two things that are very important is you want to be in the shade and you want to have a lot of water, not only for the car, but for yourself. You want to take care of yourself first and make sure we don't have any issues that way. You want to make sure the car, the surface of the car is cool. And when I say cool, I mean if you can hold your hand on it for about 10 seconds and your hand doesn't burn, then the car is cool enough to work on. Now, in this kind of heat, whether you're in the shade or in your garage, the temperature tends to evaporate the chemicals a lot quicker. So when you do, I tell people to do one section at a time. As an example, do your roof and then rinse the roof and then dry the roof. And then that way you can move around the car. The soap or the water won't evaporate and leave spots or streaks or smears. So that just makes it much easier. As far as the air conditioning in your car, I had a couple cars come in the last couple weeks where the people said they were leaving here and going to the repair shop to have the AC fixed. And when I opened the hood to clean up the engine compartment, the vents around the windshield wipers where the air comes in was all clogged up with little, with the helicopters and all kinds of debris from outside trees. So you want to clean that off. That'll give you your airflow, and you won't have to worry about your air conditioning being broke. And you also want to clean your cabin filter, not only to keep the airflow going, but to take care of the odors that may be in your car from that. Also, when you go to your technician for an oil change or some service, tell them to check the drains for your air conditioner to make sure they're not clogged. That way you don't get any water inside the car. And also your sunroof drains. You want to make sure that track is cleaned out and those drains are open. And that should take care of it. And just be real careful in this heat.
Excellent, Mike. You took care of everything for made it easy for me. What's a good way to get a hold of you to find out, get more information?
The phone number is 410-833-1632, or the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com.
Excellent. Shine Shop Automotive Paint Perfection and Finishes. Mike Lambert, thanks.
Yes,
have a good week, and I'll send you back to Dave Cirio next Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Let's see if we can go back to Dave. Well, let's do this. Let's take a early break. You're listening to a special edition of You Ought to Know on 930 WFMD, and Dave Cirio will return.
Ready as a culture for self-driving cars.
We have not mastered autocorrect yet. Like, we're not ready. Because Siri is right, like, what, 30% of the time? At best. So are you ready to have that kind of technology when you're in your car? Like, and you're in a speeding metal coffin, you'll be like, Siri, slow down, there's kids ahead. Did you say mow down those kids till they're dead?
Once again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the You Ought to Know show right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Good morning to you. This is a little different type of program that we usually do. I always love to talk to my listeners and answer questions about auto repair and buying and selling information. But unfortunately, this week, a little different. I'm in a different studio. And because of the studio that I'm in, unfortunately, I cannot hear the station. So I would not be able to hear your phone calls. But the good news is my buddy Frank Mitchell has been nice enough to stand by and take care of the program today and talk with some of the buddies that we have call the show every single week. We have, of course, as you just heard, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. And then we now have Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. So, Frank, take it away, you and Craig.
Thank you, Dave. You got that right on the line. Craig Shipp, Frederick.com. Morning, Craig.
It is a beautiful morning here in Frederick County, and we do have a bunch of really cool events coming up. As you know, it's the 4th of July coming up this week, so that, of course, Baker Park, they have all kinds of festivities that you all are involved with, and I'm sure they can find out more at your website, WFMD.com. The same day, we have the Barbara Pritchie Classic Motorcycle Race that's been going on forever, and it's just a fantastic spectacle. I mean, it's just amazing. If folks have not seen one of those dirt track motorcycle races, it's definitely something to behold. So that's going on the same day, so folks can go there and check that out and then head over to Baker Park and take in all the festivities there. We also have on today, we have the Common Market is having an event at 10 a.m. That's already underway. We have the third annual Frederick Jazz Fest at Carroll Creek, and that is, I'm sure, going to be a fantastic event. That's today as well. I already mentioned the Barbara Pritchie Classic. The Shamrock Restaurant on July 5th is having some live entertainment. Forever Young, a couple that entertains there often. Let's see, and it just goes on and on. I'm just going down here. Introduction to Roller Coaster Engineering at Adventure Park. If people want to learn about that, he's putting on an event there. Of course, the Touch a Truck event, I think you all are involved in that. That's July 25th. So just so folks know, I'm reading all these events off on the Frederick County Facebook page, facebook.com/Frederick County, facebook.com/Frederick County. Just click on events, and you'll see them all there. If you want your event added, just send an email to news@frederick.com. It's as simple as that.
You got it covered. Everything there, Craig. It's another busy summer weekend locally here in Frederick and surrounding counties. And appreciate you checking in. And, of course, like you said, you can find out more at frederick.com.
There you go. Thank you for everything you do. Great radio station. I listen all the time.
Cool. Keep in touch. Thank you, Craig Shipp.
Good morning once again. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Craig and, of course, Mike have given their information out, and we thank Frank Mitchell for being in the studio. We talked about Takata airbags and, of course, the recall that has happened, the largest recall in the history of the automotive business, and it caused the Takata airbag company to go Chapter 11, and I believe they were bought. There's a situation there where I'm not sure if they're going to be still valid or if they're just that situation done for the day. But Takata filed for bankruptcy, and its assets were sold to Key Safety Systems, which is another automaker supplier. So I have a complete list of all the Honda and Acura vehicles that have been recalled because of Takata airbags. It is a long list, but if you have a Honda or a Acura that is older than 2015 and older, then you want to listen to this. Your car maybe and probably is involved. Once again, the newest vehicle included in the Takata airbag recall is 2015. So let's start. If you have a Honda Accord, all Honda Accords between 2001 and 2012 are included in the Takata airbag recall. 13 model years of the Honda Accord. The Honda Cross Tour, 2010 through 15, 6 of the model years of the Cross Tour. The Civic, very similar to the Accord, 2001 through 2011. All Honda Civics have been recalled. If you have one of these vehicles that I'm mentioning and you have not had the Takata recall done, you need to contact your Honda dealer immediately. As these vehicles age, the fact of having a Takata airbag deploy properly as far as when it's supposed to deploy, but send shrapnel towards you or a passenger is very likely. As older they get, the more chance you have. If you have a Honda CR-V, 2002 through 2011 on the Honda CR-V. The Honda CR-Z, Z as in zebra, 2011 through 15. the Honda Element, 2003 through 11, 9 model years of the Honda Element. The Honda Fit, 2007 through 14, 8 model years of the Honda Fit. The Honda Insight, 2010 through 14, 5 model years of the Honda Insight. The Honda Odyssey, 2002 through 4, only 3 model years of the Honda Odyssey. The Honda Pilot, 2003 through 15, 13 model years of the Honda Pilot. The Honda Ridgeline Pickup, 2006 through 14. The Acura 3.2 CL, only 1 model year, 2003. The Acura ILX, only 1 model year, 2013. The Acura MDX, 2003 through 6, 4 model years of the MDX. The RDX Acura, 2015, 1 model year, 2015. The Acura RL, 2005 through 12, 8 model years of the Acura RL. Acura 3.2 TL, 2002 and 2003, the only 2 model years of the Acura 3.2 TL. Now the Acura TL by itself, TL, 2009 through 14, 6 of the model years of the Acura TL. The Acura TSX, 2009 through 14, 6 model years. And finally, the Acura ZDX. Z as in zebra, D as in David, X as in X-ray. 2010 through 13, 4 model years of the Acura ZDX. That's the complete list of Honda and Acura vehicles that have been recalled. Both Honda and Acura vehicles have been recalled for these issues. Honda has a website where you can plug in your information to find out if your vehicle is subject to the recall. Owners should also have received notifications in the mail, but the notifications for this latest recall won't be mailed out until August. Honda said that it has completed recalls on or about 83% of the parts in question. This is one of the highest rated automakers involved in the recall. Some of the vehicles have been recalled twice because of the replacement inflators made by Takata as well were also deemed faulty. Now the replacements are coming from other sources. Honda said that it has enough replacement parts available to fix all of the affected vehicles. Owners will get a free loaner car for the duration of the repair, which should take less than a day. The whole brouhaha started thanks to a moisture-absorbing material called a desiccant. The first batch of faulty inflators that kickstarted the recall used ammonium nitrate to inflate the airbag, but they lacked those desiccants. Exposure to humidity could cause the inflator to fail, sending out shrapnel instead of an inflated airbag. Multiple fatalities and injuries have been linked to the parts. In 2017, Takata filed for bankruptcy, and its assets were sold. All right, that's all the information that you need on, of course, the Takata airbags. We will be back in just a few moments with a whole lot more. You're listening to You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm Dave Serio. Due to technical difficulties today, I unfortunately cannot listen to the station, so I cannot take your calls about auto repair and information that you may need about the automobile business. I apologize. Luckily for us, we have Frank Mitchell sitting in, and Frank is going to be taking care of the phone calls with Craig Shipp, as he already has, and with Mike Lambert, as he already has, and hopefully Jose from Dynamic Automotive will be calling up after the break. If he does that, then we'll be hearing from Jose, who is at Watkins Glen today at the racetrack, enjoying himself on his weekend vacation. Dynamic Automotive, four locations to serve you in the Frederick area. Wassler Tire and Auto, also a proud sponsor of You Ought to Know, along with BG Products and Services, as well as Jasper Engines and Transmissions. You can go to the website, BG Protected for Life, for more information for BG. And, of course, you can go to the jasperengines.com website for more information on the Jasper products. BG Products, Jasper Products, our main sponsor of the show. We appreciate them, and we recommend you using their products when needed. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick.
With Dave Serio on 930 WFMD.
Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is.
Morning, everyone, and of course, you are listening to You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. I'm Dave Serio. Kind of a different type of show today. We're not taking listener phone calls, which I do apologize for. The reasoning being is I'm in a situation right now, a studio that unfortunately I cannot hear the station. But fortunately, we have Frank Mitchell from WFMD. He's more than happy. Well, I don't know about more than happy, but he's there. That's the good thing. He's there at the station taking the phone calls. And right now, we're bringing up Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive and some of his guests, along with Frank Mitchell. Thanks, guys.
You got all that right, Dave. Thank you very much. And Jose Bueso, Dynamic Automotive, I believe that you are calling us from a particular particularly interesting location.
Yes, I'm calling you from Watkins Glen, New York.
Oh, yeah.
We're up to watching the, getting ready to watch the IMSA qualifying today. Tomorrow is the race. And I am up here as a guest of Luis Morales of Galp Oil. And he is just showing us the time of our lives over here. Luis, tell us a little bit about Galp Oil, if you will, and what you're doing here and how well Galp Oil product is in the United States. I know it's a fairly new product here.
Yes, we are basically a over 100-year-old company, and we're hail from Portugal, Europe. We are on the beginning of our third year in the market. We have already begun blending operations in the U.S., so some of our most best-known oils are already blending, being made in the U.S., and the company in itself as a very large oil company, not an oil blender, big difference. So we don't buy additives and base oils from A and B and then just blend them. No, we actually drill for the drill for the oil and we refine it. We produce the base oils and then, like everybody else, we use a top-level additive package manufacturer and blend the motor oil.
I want to add that we are using his product at all of our locations at Dynamic Automotive. They have a fine, full synthetic blend, and our customers seem to love the product. So we are pushing Galp Oil for Dynamic Automotive. Also, the serviceability, the product itself, is getting to be very well known in our area now, thanks to Luis. He's doing a bang-up job here on the East Coast. Do you have any questions for him?
No. I'm sure that you are staying busy at Watkins Glen, and you're the expert. I'll leave it for you to ask the questions.
Well, we're up here as you indicated at Watkins Glen, and we're actually being very well treated by a race team known as Mustang Sampling, which is running a Cadillac prototype. Luis can tell us a little bit more about the race cars themselves. Go ahead, Luis.
Absolutely. Be happy to, Jose. Well, IMSA usually runs on the WeatherTech Championship. It's sports car racing. And it's basically, for those who may not be familiar with, it's all those Gran Turismos or GT cars, as well as the prototypes that you see running the 24 Hours of Daytona or the 24 Hours of Le Mans. And they are divided in classes like everything else. So we have the DPIs, the top class, called the Daytona Prototype International. And then we have the LMP2s, meaning the lower class in prototypes, which stands for Le Mans Prototype 2. It's a lower class. And then we have the GTs. The top class of the GTs are, of course, the GTLMs, GT Le Mans, which has been dominated for the past 5 or 6 years by those two iconic yellow Corvettes that everybody has seen at Le Mans, that have won Le Mans repeatedly, that have won IMSA just about back-to-back, several times back-to-back, matter of fact. And the new Fords, the GT, the Ford GT, the prototype Gran Turismo car, and as well as the lowest of the classes, which is the GT Daytona, which is the lower class within GTs. But all of them fantastic cars, all above 500 horsepower with top speed, some of them in the prototypes in excess of 200 miles an hour. And it's absolutely fantastic. The sport, IMSA, is closely associated with the France family, the owners of NASCAR. And the atmosphere is fantastic. Customer service is fantastic.
We have some pretty well-known racers also. Christian
Fittipaldi, retiring this year at Daytona, at the 24 Hours of Daytona, will be present with us here today, signing autographs and signing his Zero cards after an illustrious career in both F1, IndyCar, Rookie of the Year in IndyCar. On his rookie year at IndyCar, he got second at the Indianapolis 500, and he was a one with us four times the Rolex and the Daytona. So a fantastic group of people, fantastic atmosphere.
So we are just having a great time over here. This place is electric. I also have my partner, Dwayne Myers, who's joined us for the weekend too. And, he is having the time of his life also. I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about our role in Frederick County, if you've got some time there.
Absolutely. Go for it, Jose.
What's that?
I say we would appreciate it, definitely.
Okay, great, great. So, as you know, Dynamic Automotive is pretty involved with the community. And Dwayne has actually spearheaded a program, an apprenticeship program, that I really like to brag about, but nobody tells the story better than he does. And he can give you a quick little brief as to what we've done for our people here in our community, for our young people here in our community. I'm going to hand it over to Dwayne right now.
Well, I could talk for hours about our apprenticeship programs. I'll make this short and sweet, but you're welcome to reach out to me anytime and talk about this. But we have a youth and registered apprenticeship programs through the state of Maryland that are very successful, that have created a career path for our millennials and our newest members to the automotive family. It helps guide them in their career. It shows them how great the automotive industry is. it puts out a blueprint of when they'll go to classes, when they'll get their raises, what they're going to learn, who they're going to be working with. And it really gives them a trajectory to launch a career in a very successful industry that, you know, of course, we're excited about. And here with our friends from Galp Oil, you know, with Luis and Danielle, I mean, they're great, and they're great examples we can teach our apprentices that, you know, these relationships we build in the automotive industry are priceless, and they help us serve our community and help our customers. And what we gain from this is well past money. It's all about helping each other. And the apprenticeship programs really, it helps our industry, it helps us, it helps the community, and it helps the young individuals that want to enter our career field. And it's exciting, and I love talking about it. And anybody who wants to give me a shout, I'll be happy to go over it with them.
There you go, my friend. So that's what we're involved with in our community right now. And I'm going to end this session with a quick commercial.
Sure.
If you don't mind, Dynamic Automotive has 4 locations in and around Frederick. We do handle the Galp product, full synthetic.
Dynamic oil. Automotive is an
Dynamic Automotive has a location, original location in Newmarket. And if you want to reach out to the people in the Newmarket area at our shop, please call them at 301-694-5460. You'll get my partner, Lee Foreman, at that location. Sarah will also answer the phone. They can take care of all of your needs Monday through Friday. They're open 8 to 6. And on Saturday, they're open from 8 to 3. Now, our location where I'm at is Liberty Town. And if you want to reach out to us, call us at 301-694-6250. We've got the same hours of operation. You'll get a hold of Todd or myself at that location. We can take care of all of your service needs. Our largest location, which is right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana at 8824 Urbana Church Road, has the same hours of operation. That shop boasts a 4-bay quick loop facility, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert, the extreme detailer, absolutely swears by. If you need service in that area, call them at 301-874-8833. And then finally, we have a 4th location right off of Route 15 in Frederick. That is located at 11 Bike Court. Big Bobby Allen handles that location. He does modifications on Jeeps. He can lift your Jeep up. He can work on fleet vehicles as well. He offers fleet services. Their hours of operation are 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Give Big Bobby Allen a call. And if you mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, you will get 10% off on parts and labor for whatever service or repair you receive. Hey, good talking to you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Jose. You made it easy, covered all the bases there. Of course, Dynamic Automotive is a preferred automotive facility of You Ought to Know. And we'll send you back to Dave next week. Enjoy your time in Watkins Glen. I'm envious. How about let's take a break, and then we'll turn it back to Dave Serio in his studio with You Ought to Know on 930 WFMD.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
WFMD and Frederick Memorial Hospital's Radio for a Cause.
Hermine Bernstein, Program Coordinator.
Highway coming here, and it ended up being somebody's overheated car out in the middle of the highway, just sitting there. I don't understand that. I don't understand a car that's in that bad a shape. You couldn't get that to the shoulder? What kind of car breaks down that quickly? Break down! If your car breaks down in the middle of the road, the penalty for that should be a cop should walk up, hey, how you doing tonight? Can I see your driver's license, please? All right, very good. All right, good luck to you. That's it. He just takes it and You've demonstrated you don't know how to function on our planet. Or at least every city, I do this in my act, but I really believe every city should have a magnet chopper, a big helicopter with a cable that dangles and a magnet on the bottom. And all it should do is pick up hunky rust box jalopies right off of the highway and toss them off over in the grass somewhere. Good luck with your problems over there. The rights of the thousands of motorists behind you must supersede whatever additional damage we're doing. Spin it into a field with the people in it. Oh! You're pedestrians now. Get used to the terminology.
I want to thank our friends Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive, Craig Shipp from Frederick.com, and, of course, Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop for joining us today, along with, of course, Frank Mitchell for sitting in the studio and handling this stuff for me while I'm here in a studio with, unfortunately, not being able to hear the radio program. So that's why we're just doing the announcing here today and not taking callers from our customers. We apologize for that. We'll be back next Saturday morning taking your questions and hopefully giving you some decent answers as well next Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Couple other things going on in the automotive business. Audi announced on Thursday it's recalling 265,000 vehicles in the United States. The larger airbag recall covers certain 2015 and 2019 A3 sedans and convertibles, 2015 and 16 S3 sedans, 2016 through 18, three model years of the e-tron electric SUVs, and 2017 through 2019 RS3 automobiles. A faulty electrical connection can reportedly deactivate the passenger airbag. Starting August 18th, dealers will begin replacing an electrical connector. Now, Audi also had a second recall. This includes the 2018 and 2019 Q5 and SQ5 SUVs. A wheel arch cover can fall off, which can possibly hit other vehicles, becoming a hazard on the road. Starting August 2nd, dealers will secure the wheel arch cover with another screw and nut. Sounds like an easy fix? That should take care of the wheel arch cover that could possibly fall off your 2018 or 19 Audi Q5 or Audi SQ5 SUVs. Now, this is really interesting, scary, and interesting. According to Lair Oliveria, who heads up connected car technologies for the Volkswagen Group's Seat brand, that's not sold in America, but they're sold overseas, all the technology needed for governments to electronically enforce speed limits on brand new cars already exists. For a technical perspective, it is possible, they said, the governments can do it. In fact, speed limiting software already exists. Way back in 2008, Ford announced MyKey technology that allows speed restrictions based on the key used to start the vehicle. The system is aimed at parents who want to make sure their teen drivers aren't letting out their inner Andretti. And the Blue Oval's intelligent speed limiter tech goes a step further by constantly monitoring speed limit signs and, if engaged, automatically restricting a vehicle to that government-mandated velocity. Ford isn't the only automaker to introduce speed-limiting technology. GPS speed data and on-car camera systems are widely available, and some automakers, including Audi, already have various implementations of the tech in use. These systems prove that Oliveria's statements are accurate. Fortunately, use of speed-limiting technology has always been voluntary, and it's likely to stay that way for the foreseeable future. It's a more legal issue. How do regulators want to position themselves, Oliveria says. So before you get too upset about the prospect that the government might step in the way of your speed-addled driving fun or preventing you from accelerating to avoid an accident, know that there are obvious legal and political issues standing in the way of that kind of policy. still what it might be seem far-fetched that a city, state, or entire country would call for the implementation of electronic speed-limiting technology, the fact of the matter is that modern cars are basically rolling computers that are constantly monitoring and storing all sorts of data, including average and top speeds. What's more, some monitoring systems, including one that would alert drivers who willfully exceed speed limits, will soon be mandated in Europe. Basically, Big Brother is out there, but so far, he's only watching. What do you think of that? Huh? I mean, that is Big Brother at its best. Are you someone who speeds like I do? I am an aggressive driver. I admit it. I am usually 8 to 10 miles per hour over the speed limit at any time. I drive safely, in my opinion. My record shows that. But I drive over the speed limit. And the reason? I feel most of the speed limits, most, are too low, in my opinion. But I understand there are speed limits, and I do abide by them sometimes. Now, in saying that, I know that officers, in most cases, usually give you a 6 to 10 mile per hour variance over a speed limit. Some exceptions with some of the cameras out there, but they must realize it also. So that's the information we have. That could be the future, and that may make classic cars even more valuable in their day because they won't be able to be controlled by that. Pretty interesting stuff happening. We hope you've enjoyed this hour of You Ought to Know. We realize it has been a different hour of You Ought to Know. Once again, I want to thank Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive. We also want to thank Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop, Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Want to remind you about Wassler Tire and Auto on routes 26 and 27. Use them if you are in the area of Eldersburg or Sykesville or Westminster, a great repair shop. Does an excellent job. Most of all, I want to thank Frank Mitchell for standing in and doing a great job today. I'm Dave Serio. You've been listening to You Ought to Know, Saturday mornings 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD.